Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, December 9th. Can I have a roll call?
Yes. Milczewski?
Here.
Getz?
Here.
Forrestal is absent. Garcia?
Here.
Schumacher?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
And Pasola?
Here.
Thank you.
We don't have any visitors. We do have our city liaison. Thank you for being here. Any amendments to the agenda? No presentations. Approval of minutes for October 14th and November 11th. October 14th was, what happened?
So last month, I included in the packet incorrect minutes.
Okay.
They were the September minutes.
Okay.
That you had already approved.
Okay.
So you have to approve in
October.
Yes.
Okay. Motion that we approve the minutes for the Board of Trustees meeting October 14th as presented.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes. Getz?
Yes.
Forrestal? I'm sorry, he's not here. Garcia?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
And Milczewski?
Yes.
And then motion to approve the Board of Trustees meeting for Monday, November 11th.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Garcia.
Yes.
Schumacher.
Yes.
Hedman.
Yes.
Pasola.
Yes.
Milczewski.
Yes.
And Getz.
Yes.
Do you have any correspondence?
No.
Okay. No public comment. You don't have any friends here today? You can give a report for the friends, okay.
They had their meeting today. There's 20 people in attendance. We also had a luncheon that they provided for the friends and for the staff. As far as the mini golf portion of the friends, they have all holes sponsored. They're waiting for checks for the last few of them to come in. They have all decorators for the holes, and they're now concentrating on collecting raffle items. They have, I think, 12 or 15 so far, baskets, so they're working on getting more of those. The ticket sales will go on sale starting on Monday, and the 6th.
That was last Friday.
No, sorry, that's January 6th.
January 6th, okay.
Monday, ticket sales will go. And then January 6th, they'll put out the raffle baskets, and you can start purchasing tickets for the raffle baskets.
So the tickets for the mini golf now go on sale.
Correct.
And
yes.
Then, okay.
Yes.
Thank you for the update. Mm-hmm. No staff comment. Report of the treasurer.
Was to Frank Marshall. That was for the surge protector replacements. But otherwise, everything looked good. That looked good too. So I make a motion to approve the bill list as presented. The total bills paid in the amount of $32,253.96. Total payroll in the amount of $39,666.07. For total disbursements of $71,920.03.
Second. Roll call.
Yes. Garcia?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Kedman?
Yes.
Pesola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
And Getz?
Yes.
Can I have a report of our library director?
All right. My report starts on page 31 of the packet. I listed a few of some new reoccurring programs that might be starting in January. So these are all going to be trial run for about 3 months to see how they go. So the first one is he's hosting a mindful movement and meditation class every Tuesday here in this room. So we'll be interested. That was on a request from a patron, so we're going to try that one out.
Okay.
I know that our chair yoga classes are very popular, so I have a feeling these will be as well. Also starting January 7th, he's going to hold a monthly scrapbooking class. And so patrons can sign up for this. I believe there are 10 people per class because the kits have a cost to them,
right,
that the friends are
sponsoring. Okay.
They're sponsoring. Yep. So that will also be a trial run for the next 3 months. And then starting Wednesday, we're going to have a Magic the Gathering group class.
A tabletop.
It's a popular card role-playing game, kind of a Dungeons & Dragons kind of experience. So I guess there's interest in this, so they're going to start this every Wednesday in January. And it's for adults
in high school.
High schoolers,
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our Dungeons and Dragons classes are pretty big.
Yeah, I've seen that. This is large. If you look at the statistics.
Well, you can get 50 million players worldwide?
Yeah, that's what Mike said. He had to do some
research.
Mm-hmm.
So all these would be 3 month trial to see how it goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On January 8th, he's doing a Staying Safe Online Scams program.
That's good.
So we'll learn about what the scams are out there and how to protect yourself from becoming a victim of them.
That's good.
Let's see. Trico is here and they perform their semi-annual preventive maintenance for all of our HVAC equipment. We had our firewalls now installed and running.
Good.
And our chiller will be installed on December 26th and 27th. We decided to do it then because students will be in
school
winter break, mm-hmm. So they'll have full access to the chiller. When they bring in the crane, we were going to have to move cars, cars moved, and they'd have to kind of
maneuver
into an area. So they said, let's just do it then. So
that's good.
And Ted will be around for it, too.
Okay.
I will be on vacation those 2 weeks, but I might pop in and see how things are going. Tomorrow, I'm going to a library legislative meetup to meet with our legislators to talk about what's happening in our library and what they're working on in state and on the federal level, too.
Mm-hmm.
And talk with them, maybe invite them to the library for a tour. Under other business, we actually are going to be having a new board member voted in, I believe, city council meetings tomorrow. I believe that's on the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she is a friend of the library.
Okay.
And, she actually used to work here part-time
in
2010,
I believe. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So she is... She's a great volunteer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
She'd be a great addition.
That's good to hear.
We have a college student from the College of DuPage Library and Information Technology program that reached out to me and would like to do their practicum here.
That's awesome.
So That's exciting.
That is awesome. They
currently work at another library part-time in the circulation department. So, yeah, they want to come here and do their practicum. So it's 75-hour hands-on experience.
That's in all departments.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's
and
good.
And it's required for them to get their certificate. Mm-hmm. So, we'll have staff meeting, our manager meeting on Wednesday to kind of plan out mm-hmm. having them work in each of the departments mm-hmm. and what they can do.
Yes, and what they can add.
create a program.
Yes.
Start to finish.
Yes.
In each department. So, yeah, okay.
And cool. Probably give us some new ideas as well.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Great.
That's great to hear.
Our ELL class is going to be holding an international potluck dinner.
Ooh.
So all the students and volunteers are going to come together for a dinner, which would be really cool to have dinner or
culture.
Food from
international cultures.
Yeah.
That's good.
And have them all get together, too.
That's so good.
Yep. I believe that's it for my report.
Okay, thank you. Anything you would like to say with us or to us or update us, Mr. Sullivan?
I have been in the loop, so I have to wait for the next meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
Costco announcement,
right? Yeah, I guess we can officially say that now. They did put in their application, so we'll probably approve that. I'm thinking maybe after the first of the year. In spring, they're going to get started with construction.
Okay.
They've already started doing some preliminary stuff, but once they get their apps in, it's going to move fast. So I think they're targeting an opening by the end of summer, fall. So.
Okay. Nice.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be big for us, but it's going to create
a lot. Yeah.
Not where is it going to be? Though?
It's going to be over, kind of in front of City Hall, by Casey's. Over by the post office there.
Right closer.
Yeah, so kind of where Casey's is, kind of across the street from Casey's.
Okay. We didn't have any standing committees meet, and so we have some unfinished business. Chapters 12 and 13 of our per capita grant.
The last two chapters.
The last two chapters.
So chapter 12 is on technology.
Mm-hmm.
So we meet most of the standards in this chapter. We work towards continually improving to meet those. Two of the biggest ones that we're going to focus on this year, of course, is
ABA.
The American with Disability Act becoming library compliant.
Yes. Yes.
So that requires a lot of training on how and the requirements of what needs to be updated. So I'll be getting together with two of the managers to kind of work on that together.
Okay.
And then adopting PERC. We have an adopted internet acceptable use policy, but it is quite old, so it really needs some updating. So
policies.
That I'd add a list of policies that after the new year we'll have to try to get together.
Gotcha. For a policy
maybe
committee.
After the finance committee.
Yes.
Meeting.
Sure. Right. Okay. After that.
So on chapter 13, it's the marketing promotion collaborations chapter. And this one, we also meet most of the standards here. Part of our strategic plan, of course, is to look at creating an outreach marketing/marketing department. So one of the bullet points in this chapter is, does the library have a communications plan that supports its strategic plan? So we don't have a communications plan right now.
Nope.
So that will have to be something that we address this coming fiscal year. Yeah. And another bullet point is that the library invites local, state, and federal officials to visit the library.
So you just said you will.
Right.
Start on that tomorrow. And the last one is the library's orientation for staff and trustees. We do an orientation for staff and trustees as well, but we'll start looking at these bullet points in there.
Yeah.
It's part of it too.
Okay.
That's it.
And so we're move on to new business since we have an open position for secretary. And so we need to elect a new officer for that position. If you guys want to... To the next meeting? Is it due? We could. To give everybody ample time that's going to be a part of the board.
Well, it's Tara who wants it.
Huh?
Tara!
Or Jason. Or Wendy.
Tara, I can take that as a...
Does anyone want it? Take that role, office. Put themselves in.
We need one. Out.
Yes, we do. Yeah. In order to.
I don't mind.
Jason? Okay.
Thank you, Jason.
Okay, Jason.
Can I make a motion that we... Jason become our new... Secretary.
Second. Can we roll call?
Yes.
Vote?
Sure.
Did you really want to?
No.
Thank you, Jackie.
Okay. Schumacher?
Yes.
Okay. Hedman?
Yes.
Pizzola?
Yes.
Milsuski?
Yes.
Getz?
Yes.
And Garcia?
Yes.
Thank you.
Jason is our new secretary.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, Jason.
Anytime.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, then I want.
I'd like to back out of the secretary position. Good luck with your minutes this week.
The secretary signs off on the ICLA report, any of the reports we send to the state.
Yes.
Jason, you would be
the
perfect.
Secretary does, and the President does. And if our minute taker
is not here,
they
have to take the minutes.
Record the minutes for.
Oh,
the
can I take it back? I don't
know. And those are the responsibilities.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We have our new secretary, and we don't have any other business, and there's no need to go into executive session. So I would say that our meeting is adjourned.